Now, if you grew up in Wisconsin in the 1950s and 60s, you probably remember North Central Airlines. Maybe you even took a trip on one of their flights. Well, the airline flew into cities around Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, and North Dakota.
One of the most iconic aircraft to fly for North Central was the Douglas DC-3 with the airline's mascot, Herman the Duck, painted on the tail. And now one of those planes may be coming back to Wisconsin.
John Helminiak joins us now. He's the executive director of the Aviation Heritage Center of Wisconsin in Sheboygan Falls and the founder of an exhibit on North Central Airlines. And he's currently in Arizona on his way to see one of the famed DC-3 planes. John, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, can you tell us how North Central Airlines got its start and what role it ended up playing in the aviation business?
Well, Wisconsin has a remarkable aviation history. And one of Wisconsin's great success stories in the commercial aviation world is North Central Airlines, which was founded in Clintonville, small town in central part of the state, in 1944 by the four-wheel drive company. Their executives needed a way to get quickly to Chicago and Milwaukee and back for meetings and business. And back then in the 40s and late 30s, train service was ending, so the president of the company bought a couple of small aircraft and started flying his employees to Chicago and Milwaukee, and eventually other businessmen, no women at that time, primarily just businessmen in the 30s and 40s, said, hey, can we come along? And the president of four-wheel drive decided to start an airline because he saw demand for this service, and eventually they bought more aircraft, expanded their route system throughout the Great Lakes, moved their headquarters to Madison, and then eventually to Minneapolis until they were bought by Republic Airlines in 1979. But it's a neat little small-town success story about an airline that, when it existed, really had a huge impact on aviation in the Great Lakes, because prior to North Central Airlines, if you lived in any of the small communities around the Midwest, your access to airline travel was minimal or non-existent until North Central came along and started serving some of those small communities like Yankton, South Dakota, or Ypsilanti, Michigan, or Clintonville or Manitowoc, Wisconsin, for that matter.
Yeah, why was the market able to sustain that kind of smaller town aircraft service then and not now?
Well, I think back then there was just less of it. The competition wasn't as great as it was now. And I also have to credit the DC-3 aircraft, which was extremely capable aircraft that could fly in virtually all weather conditions, provided the pilot made safe, proper weather-making decisions, as all pilots have to do today. But the aircraft could carry up to 24 passengers relatively economically and get in and out of small, even unimproved airstrips. So it could go to some of these small airports that maybe some of the other aircraft couldn't, and carry out a sizable passenger load, plus a lot of cargo. Airline travel really came into the mainstream of America because of the Douglas DC-3 aircraft. That was the first aircraft that the airlines looked at and said, we can carry a lot of people and a lot of cargo in this airplane and do it and make a profit, do it economically. So I think that's why North Central was able to do what maybe couldn't be done by others back then.
I was reading a little bit about this DC-3 plane you were talking about. You said it's a pretty trusty aircraft, but not as glamorous as we think of passenger air travel right now. The cabins were not pressurized, it sounds like, and there was no air conditioning.
Oh, my goodness, that's correct. If you talk to some of the flight attendants who flew on the DC-3, stewardesses, they called them back then, in the summer, the cabin would be extremely hot, and in the winter, it could often get very cold because the heating systems weren't that efficient on those aircraft. And if you speak with some of the former captains and co-pilots who flew those airplanes, they'll tell you that North Central Airlines actually issued them ponchos because in the summer, if they happened to be flying through a heavy rain, the cockpits leaked. It wouldn't soak the pilots, but they would get wet enough that that North Central thought it would be helpful if they had ponchos. A lot different than it is now. The aircraft weren't pressurized, so they really never flew much above 10,000 feet, whereas today's commercial airliners are cruising at 33 to 36,000 feet typically. So they were a lot lower, a lot bumpier, and the climate conditions of the cabin was not always ideal.
As we mentioned, you're in Arizona. You're on the hunt for a particular one of these DC-3 planes that flew for North Central. Tell us about this plane.
When we started this commemorative exhibit to North Central Airlines, nobody else was doing it, and we thought that it's such a fascinating story, such a good Wisconsin aviation story that somebody ought to be commemorating that airline. And originally we thought, let's just find an aircraft that was the type North Central flew. And we settled on a DC-3 because, as we mentioned earlier, it's a very historic aircraft. And we would have been just happy to have one that didn't fly for the airline, that wasn't airworthy, just to put on static exhibit, painted in North Central Airlines colors, and let it sit outside at our museum. Then we got a call one day from an individual who said, I found an airplane for you, and you better be sitting down, because it's a DC-3, and it actually flew for North Central Airlines between 1954 and 1968. And the better news is that it's very, very close to being airworthy. It's in excellent condition. So we wanted that aircraft, managed to, in a very short amount of time, raise about $175,000 to buy that aircraft. We now own it. The former owner is thrilled that it's going to a museum in Wisconsin, back to its roots as North Central Airlines. In fact, the former owner is helping do a lot of the final maintenance that's needed to make it airworthy, and actually turned down offers of more money so we could have it. He wanted this airplane to be used as a North Central commemorative exhibit aircraft and hopefully be airworthy and continue to fly and give rides and tour around the Great Lakes and perhaps give folks an idea about what it was like to fly back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and also to share the history of North Central Airlines, which, if you're under the age of 45, you probably don't remember.
And so you found the plane. That's all good news. And just briefly as we wrap up, John, what needs to happen before this plane can come back to Wisconsin?
We need about $30,000 more to finish the final maintenance items, take it to Arizona where I am right now, and have it painted. We have a company here, Straubies Aircraft Services, who has agreed to paint it for us. They've arranged donations of paint. They're very enthused about the project. And then fly it back to Wisconsin. We're very, very close to reaching that amount, but we still need to get it. And if we do, hopefully the aircraft will be back in Wisconsin at Sheboygan County Memorial Airport and the Aviation Heritage Center of Wisconsin sometime this July, just before our air show on the third weekend of July. So that's the goal. That's the plan. We're keeping our fingers crossed. One of the most rewarding things, in summary, about this is doing this for the former employees of North Central Airlines, the stewardesses, the pilots, the mechanics, the baggage handlers, because for them, North Central Airlines was family. They started working.
John, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much, and good luck to you. That was John Helminiak, Executive Director of the Aviation Heritage Center in Sheboygan Falls, founder of an exhibit on North Central Airlines.
More coming up on Central Time.